To everything.
Hey guys, we're in the room.
In the great state of Arizona. We're broadcasting live from the CAF studios on historic Route 66 in beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona. Had an absolutely perfectly inspirational sunrise this morning. From the room where we were staying, I could drink a cup of coffee, look at my plan for the radio show, and watch the sun hit the top of the snow-covered San Francisco peaks. I tell you, there isn't anything that got me fired up more than that. It was absolutely gorgeous. And we're here with a special guest.
We are. Before I do that, Ryan, our yes. host here at CAF, is Snowball still open, or is that
yes,
closed?
Yes, it is.
Diamond
Dave, I had him on our local show yesterday here in Flag, and still 60-some inches of base up there, so still some good spring conditions to be up on the slopes.
Any luck on the, but not the Nordic Center? Is that open, do you know?
That one I think it
just closed within the last 10 days or 2 weeks.
Well, I think I just found out you're on your own at the home show this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's a good place to observe spring coming alive in Arizona is shushing down Tiger Run.
That's such a fun run. And Flagstaff, if you've never skied Snowball, it's a great, great beginner. And if you're adventurous and you like to hike, I mean, when you take that lift all the way up and hike the top of the upper bowl, if the base is 60, I'd assume you can still hike the upper bowl. They got a workout.
That's a shoosh, baby. That's a shoosh.
We're joined in studio with Sarah Walker, Warner Nursery. Talk to us about what's going on today in the nursery. 10 o'clock, y'all have a great vegetable gardening session.
Yeah, we have a seed potato workshop. So right now it's time to plant your potatoes. So at 10 a.m. you can come on by, and we have Zach that's going to teach you how to grow some potatoes. So stop on mine. If you come by, you get 15% off all your purchases for things you need to grow potatoes. And also, when you stop by the home show, we have a 20% off coupon on any particular items. So if you have some nice big trees, you can get 20% off stopping by and seeing our landscape guys at the home show.
That's awesome. And y'all have got the big Bellegarde trailer there, so they're on display with all their Harmony elements, the Chicago brick oven fire, the fireplaces, the fire coves, the water features. That trailer is a very convenient way to show a lot of their product line, and we're big fans of the whole Bellegarde and Harmony element line. So it's there. It's parked in y'all's booth, and all the participants in the and the folks that show up at the NAU Walk-Up Sky Dome for the Flagstaff Home Show can get in there and take a tour. That's just one of the things they'll see. Something caught my eye yesterday walking the floor.
Okay.
It's a swing set.
Mm. Oh. Is this something for your grandkids? Or with all we keep hearing about, you think you need to expand your house? Or are you just going to put a swing set and
you know, that house
put the little infants out there? And
that house was plenty big enough to raise 6 kids, but it ain't big enough for 10 grandkids, I'll tell you that. So it is, they're out of Lake Havasu City. It's called AZ Patio and Swings. And they've got, it's called sunsetswings.com is where you check it out. And they have a swing, I think, that is like grandfather specialized,
looks
specified.
Like Lander. Oh, Lander
it is.
Going
it is.
On there.
Now, you could either crawl in there with your sweetie. It's got a little umbrella on it. It swings, and you can smooch for a couple hours. But the first thing that occurred to me is this would be the perfect place to take a couple of the grandkids and read some books.
Oh, this, very sweet.
This is Grandpa's swing right here, baby. Sunsetswings.com.
I check it out.
They deliver anywhere in Arizona.
I think I've just been subliminally messaged on what you want for Father's Day. So I'll keep this over here.
Okay.
Well, I'll call the siblings. We'll start putting a little kiddie pool together for
all
Father's
right.
Day.
I'm all over that deal.
Daryl and Gilbert got in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Daryl, welcome to the program. How may we help you, sir?
I'm thinking of putting some kind of a vine on my fence. It's a metal fence, and I was wondering, I want something that doesn't have any thorns on it and not a whole lot of litter.
And do you want this to just kind of cover the fence, grow in and out and through the fence? Is it like a chain link or a mesh kind of a fence?
No, it's a regular, it's like a wrought iron type fence.
So. Okay, wrought iron, yeah. So it's got open slats and...
Yeah.
So what is your goal for the vine? Do you want privacy?
Well, I want
or?
For privacy and something that's going to survive the frost, too, and something maybe that kind of stays green throughout the year.
There's that surviving the frost terminology again. Okay. Well, good old cat claw is pretty hard to beat. Grows fast, clings by itself. It's cold hardy. No thorns. Pretty tough to beat.
Rosie can't even kill cat claw.
There you go.
I've been trying to kill this one cat claw for about 6 years. I decided I'm going to let it grow.
Yeah.
Hey, what about like the Lady Banks Rose?
Lady Banks Rose would be another great option for you. There is, you know, good old honeysuckle vine. There's the cat claw has a cousin called Tangerine Beauty Crossvine, which is really pretty. It's starting to bloom right now. Has kind of a, as you can imagine, the name implies, a tangerine colored flower. So there's a number of them, and most vines are pretty low litter unless they're a vine that freezes back or loses its leaves in the winter. So all of those would be about as clean as you're going to get.
Do they keep their flowers kind of continuous throughout the year?
Well, none of those bloom year-round. The Lady Banks Rose is probably the shortest blooming season of all those. It may be the most spectacular, and they're in full bloom right now, and they are spectacular when they're blooming, but it only lasts a month or 6 weeks maybe. The Tangerine Crossvine blooms kind of twice. It'll bloom spring and then sporadically through the summer and then give you a pretty good show in the fall.
Now, I know this isn't really a vine, but I've seen it grown as a vine, and I've done it on before too, but I mean, Bougainvillea is a color for a long time in the desert, and you can, if you take the time and you get out there and you trim it and you move the branches, you can make it grow across
two problems with bougainvillea that he mentioned he didn't want: thorns and frost sensitive. So
and litter.
Oh yeah,
and litter.
They're pretty though.
They are pretty.
They are gorgeous, and you know the problem with bougainvillea, in my mind, is if you have the only real problem with the litter with a bougainvillea is if you have a pool close by. Because the bracts, which is what you're actually seeing, is that is the color. It's really a bract or a colored leaf, is very paper-like light. And so when you get a good breeze or wind, you can end up with a lot of those in your pool. Doesn't bother me in my pool, but I think it's kind of pretty when it's floating on top of the water around in the pool. So, you know, hey. But if folks are, you know, some folks are pretty persnickety when it comes to what's in their pool, so...
Spoken like a true landscaper. He doesn't mind leaves floating.
I do not have a low maintenance yard.
Broadcasting live today from beautiful Flagstaff, Arizona, in the studios of CAF Radio with special guest Sarah Walker of Warner's Nursery and Landscaping, where they create environments specializing in landscape architecture, landscape construction, horticultural services, concrete paver installation, and permeable systems. I'm a big believer in permeable systems. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, in our landscape division, oftentimes, you know, for us up here in Flagstaff, most of Arizona, we have an issue with moisture. So rainwater runoff, permeable systems where water can get through things like pavers and get into the soil.
I don't know that we should ever pour concrete ever again.
I would be in favor of
that. I I'm a concrete guy. I mean, that's how I came into construction. I love concrete. There's no job I enjoy more than having a perfectly laid out, formed up slab area out there with the turned down footings and the mesh rebar out there, and the trucks are backing up and beep, 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 and the booms are going down and the turbos are turning and the mud's coming out. I love that. There's something about that experience that always gets me excited. But it always cracks.
It does.
And it's non-permeable,
yeah.
which makes it non-permeable. environment friendly. These permeable pavers, and not all pavers are, it's a specialized system that requires little joints and permeable grout lines. I call it grout lines. I know sand borders. But it's a great system in that it allows the moisture to go where it's designed to go, back into the earth.
Right. And our landscape guys can do some amazing things with rainwater catchment systems. The water permeates through the pavers, then runs back up and to create a fountain. So there's lots of really neat things that you can do that our landscape division can help you plan and install.
The other problem with concrete and asphalt, of course, is all the problems you have with surface runoff.
Right.
And now you're creating an uncontrollable problem that the farther downhill you go, the worse it becomes. They fight that really bad down in Tucson monsoon season. Tucson has a probably one of the bigger flooding issues of any metropolitan area in Arizona.
It's funny, and the locals know it. When it rains up in the Catalina Mountains, you can see them all stop along the Oracle Road, just waiting to see the wall
the
come down. And if you've never seen that wave come off the Catalina Mountains, that's a lot of fun to go check out. We have... yesterday, when we were on with Ryan on the Flag Morning Show, we took a couple calls from Flagstaff listeners, Sarah, and one of them was asking about sod versus seed. You had mentioned earlier, and that was a great time. If somebody was putting in a little lawn for the Flagstaff area, which direction would you push them towards?
And just before you answer this, I want you to know, I picked pavers.
Well, that works too. We
told them pavers or do that artificial turf.
Right. That'll stay green all winter. You know, it's really a preference. Oftentimes, if you're going to use sod initially, it's not going to take as much water to root in. And then it depends on what you're looking for. Most of the seed varieties, you can get more drought-tolerant species to put in if you're sowing by seed. But it does need a lot of water to start. So it really depends on if you're going for a wild look, if you really want a nice tight turf, and then you want to consider the species of grass. You want a really nice, fine texture, then you want to go with Kentucky bluegrass.
It's Rosie on the House. We'll be back right after this.